This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
And we have something to react to here in case you missed it coming up in about 40 minutes. Big Weigelini, as he's known in parts of southern Italy, northern, all the Italies. Jake Volnick joining us, taking over at 7. This is now, we're actually going to credit him, Nick Camino, tweeting out, Brown star defensive end Myles Garrett was pulled over early Saturday morning at 2:01 a.m. for speeding in Strongsville. According to police, Garrett was clocked going 100 miles per hour in a 60-mile-per-hour zone. He was given a citation here. Mm-hmm. So it looks like Shador's leadership is really being felt across the organization.
Well, I mean, come on. Miles was getting in traffic citations long before Shador Sanders.
But he wasn't going 100 in a 60. That's a Shador special right there.
I mean, Shador didn't even go 100.
Teaching him how.
Shador didn't even go 100 in a 60.
He went 101.
Wasn't it 90? Was it 101?
It was 101. Why are you trying to lop some miles per hour off there?
I just figured if I just keep it, every time we talked about it, I just lopped off like 10. Maybe by the time, maybe by like December, it'd be like he went 66 or 65.
Yeah, I mean, no, we don't even get busted for that.
The guy had it out for him. Wait, now, where is Myles Garrett's special police card to get him out of these situations?
Oh, do you, no,
his get out of jail free
card. Do you
card.
Think Miles thinks he's above that? Because I could see Miles' ego being like, I'm just going to say I'm Myles Garrett and that should be my FOP card.
Early Saturday morning. So that means, how was he already back home? Did they fly right after the game and did he get back home? Or in this instance,
you're right.
Is this instance is Saturday morning really Sunday morning is what he meant to say? Because like,
I don't know.
Like 2 o'clock in the morning on Saturday, the way this is phrased, lets him believe that, I mean, the game ended at like 10:30. Mm. Maybe they just got back right away.
But again, maybe he only would have been going 90
or maybe
if Shador hadn't talked to him in during the game.
Maybe they did get back, and then this was him driving home from getting back from the airport.
This is already way too intense.
I just wanted
to make a bunch of cheap shot jokes about Shador going 101.
Well, yeah, but you know what the answer is going to be. All the media types that want to discuss this type of thing is going to be like, well, I don't care if you're, as long your quarterback does it, I care about it. Anybody else don't really care.
Now, here's what I will say. I'd prefer that the team is dealing with speeding issues. I like this trend as opposed to whatever Deshaun or Quinshon Judkins separately have been accused of on different fronts.
Do we have to get some of the the Sesame Street police to come in and do a talk?
I don't think we do.
I'm trying to think. They have a lot of guest speakers in Berea. I'm trying to think of who we could get in to maybe make them not go so fast on the roadways.
No, that could get serious very quickly. I was going to start making jokes, okay. And I was like, no, that could be, we're not going to go there.
Oh, okay. You started making jokes. I didn't know when we were hitting the break button. Unlike Myles Garrett.
So, to talk about the Myles Garrett news, I'm sure this man's not going to be surprised by it. Nothing gets by
Never
the goalie.
Never catches him off guard.
With our very own Browns beat reporter, Dale Ryder, brought to you by Scheiben Jewelers, Cleveland's premier jewelry store. Hey, friendo.
I think this is his fourth 100-mile-per-hour citation, I believe.
That's Connect Four. You usually win the game at that point.
If he gets a fifth, he gets a free prize.
Hmm. Is the free prize somebody else drives your car for 6 months?
A chauffeur.
By the way, that is not free. I mean, not that it matters to me. Miles is making 40 a year. He'll be fine. So did this surprise you, Daryl?
No. That's why I posted it's not the first time he's been hit with a citation for doing that. So
should we just get him like a Honda Civic? Those are really hard to go 100 in.
I don't know. It depends what kind of Honda Civic you get. Are we talking street legal or are we talking Fast and Furious?
We don't want to soup it up. I was thinking my first car was a 1986 Toyota Camry hatchback. That by the time I got it, my mom had been in a fairly significant accident so it had damage above the wheel well, but the wheel was fine. Maybe we just unearth that. And if Miles could get that son of a gun to go 60, he'd be lucky.
Well, maybe we can give Miles my first car, which was a Plymouth that you had to, it didn't have fuel injection. You had to pump the gas to get the thing to turn over and start. And when it didn't, you had to hook it up to the battery charger in the barn and then you crushed your fingers and prayed it'd turn over at some point.
I have an Amish housekeeper that maybe we can get like a horse and buggy situation.
I would keep her away from Amish. For
that
Miles.
Might actually be a good development for Miles.
If she's on Rumspringa.
He needs a little bit more Amish in his life.
I don't think he needs any more anything.
I think he's doing quite fine. He needs no cars for a while is what he needs. Daryl, do you agree with me that the national reaction to this will be he's not a quarterback, I don't care?
What, Miles?
To Miles, yeah. The same people that ripped Shador Sanders and basically called him the world's worst human for going 101 is going to be the same people that turn around and say, he's not a quarterback, I don't care what he does, doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't know that there's going to be much of a reaction to this.
Daryl, looking to Shador from Friday, I know you had your show yesterday, but just for people who didn't hear it yesterday, thoughts on Shador's performance in the preseason opener on Friday night?
I thought he was good. He's not there yet. He's not ready to be a starter just yet, but certainly lived up to expectations, did everything that was asked of him. There were a couple little red flags and bad habits that did show up, but it didn't hurt him. And that's what's most important, that he was able to navigate being backed up on his own end zone multiple times. He was able to do a two-minute offense effectively and put points on the board, led three touchdown drives. So no complaints with the results, threw receivers open, which is good to see. Had some guys make some plays for him. But overall, I think Shador Sanders did a very, very good job Friday night.
The second depth chart has come out. Joe Flacco, 1. Kenny Pickett, 2. Dylan Gabriel, 3. Shador Sanders, 4. Are you surprised there was no movement with Shador?
No. I mean, Kevin Stefanski and the organization are not going to be moved by what you, me, the national media, anyone has to say about Friday night. They are sticking to their plan with their process. That was the depth chart going into the preseason opener. It's not a surprise that it's unchanged. I'm looking for Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett to get all their work this week in Philadelphia during the joint practices. And then if healthy, Dylan Gabriel, this is my expectation and my best guess. Dylan Gabriel starts, Shador Sanders finishes that preseason game against the Eagles on Saturday afternoon.
So specific to like their processes not being interrupted here, Shouldn't something that surprises you, shouldn't that have some impact on the process if the process isn't crap?
Well, what if they weren't surprised?
I mean, they've given the guy as few reps as you possibly could. He was throwing to Tom in accounting as recently as a week ago. If they saw what they saw in the preseason game number one and were not giving him reps, I think I would question them more than if they were surprised by what they saw on Friday, no?
Yeah, you know, he did get a fair amount of two reps today, which was good to see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
But I understand where you're coming from. I think this is a big week for Dylan Gabriel, who did do a nice job today in practice. He actually looked like he belonged on the football field, which has been a rare occurrence during this training camp. So positive steps for him. And if Dylan Gabriel, I think if anything, Shedeur has applied pressure to Gabriel now because of what Shedeur did Friday night. Now you got to go out and top that, not just on the practice field, but you've got to go now do that in a preseason game, right? Can you run a two-minute drill? Can you get off the goal line with success? Can you lead multiple touchdown drives? Can you throw guys open? Can you evade pressure, even though you gave, I think, everyone a heart attack while doing it on multiple occasions? Can you elude the pressure successfully and things like that? So for me, I think not so much with the change of the depth chart, but what Shedeur was able to accomplish was apply pressure now to Dylan Gabriel to go out there and perform on Saturday at a level equal to, if not above, than what we saw from Sanders Friday night in Carolina.
Darryl, what happened at today's practice? It seemed like from your tweets and judging from other beat reporters' tweets, it was a very good day for all quarterbacks involved.
I was shocked to learn that there's an offense on this team. I mean, guys were catching touchdown passes, which is not something we've been privy to during this training camp. It was a lot of fun to watch. They were able to move the football effectively. They did end a half, end a game, however you want to look at it, situations, get into field goal range, get the kickoff, things like that. But yeah, all four quarterbacks did a really good job with their reps, especially in the red zone. Throwing touchdown passes. I would say that Flacco's throw to Jerry Jeudy on the far side was a thing of beauty. Gabriel's throw to Deontay Johnson in the end zone, that was very well done. I was pleasantly surprised. It was arguably the best practice to date for the quarterback room collectively.
Darryl, what does this week mean for Kenny Pickett?
Well, it's a pretty big week for him, too, if he wants to seriously be still in this competition. Obviously, hamstring injury is not his fault. You hate that it happened because it does kind of skew some things. But I think Kevin Stefanski is getting close to wanting to get this thing narrowed down here. Now, he won't say it. He won't tell us how close he is to making the decision of being ready to make the decision, but the sense that I get just reading between the tea leaves, they want to get this thing sorted out here pretty soon. So I think this is a fairly important week for Pickett to be healthy and to be able to go out there and participate against the Eagles. He's gotten a lot of first-team reps similar to Dylan Gabriel. I mean, they've been trying to give him opportunities. So if he's healthy, it'll be important for him to take advantage of that this week.
Non-quarterbacks aside, who do you think this is a big week for?
Well, I would probably say the receiver room because, there are just so many questions in that room right now outside of Jerry Jeudy, Cedric Tillman. I guess you can throw Jamari Thrash in there just, I guess, by default. Caden Davis, I think a mixed bag. Everyone's going to look at the two touchdowns he caught Friday night against the Carolina Panthers, but I look at a couple of plays where he did not get the depth that was needed to extend drives on a couple of catches too, or a couple throws from Shedeur. And to me, that stuff matters just as much as you know, catching the touchdown passes. So I think it's a pretty big week there for that receiver room if your names are not Jerry Jeudy or Cedric Tillman.
Daryl, really good stuff. Any other cheap jokes about Miles going 160 mile an hour zone? Would you like to get anything off there?
Not any that I can tell on the air, no.
Can you text them to me and then I'll read them? It's like, it's Bill and Chagrin. Definitely not Daryl Ryder. Ooh, actually, no. We actually had a caller call in earlier and suggest that if, or asked us rather, if the Saints called today and offered you a second round pick, would the Browns say no? Where do you land on that insane hypothetical that we indulged for way too long earlier in today's show?
For who?
For Shador.
Shador.
Oh, I'd have to chew on that one. But I'm going to say I'm going to say no because I think there is a chance, not this year. I still think there's a chance Shador Sanders could be a pretty good starter in the National Football League.
Wait, not this year means you think next year, which means the Browns wouldn't take a quarterback or they'd take a quarterback and
then
Shador
would.
Oh, no,
they're going to take a quarterback. Come on. We know how this movie ends, Jonathan.
They take a quarterback, but then Shador is the...
They will draft four quarterbacks in 2 years. Like I could see them trading up to draft the quarterback next year and still drafting another quarterback in the middle rounds. Like they are going to start swinging for the fences on this thing because time is of the essence for them to find that franchise guy on a rookie contract.
Daryl, excellent stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Enjoy whatever happens this week. I'm sure it's going to be interesting.
Have a great week, guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.